Hello and welcome to the Fit and Free podcast. This is a podcast for women who want it all, to feel strong and confident in their bodies, as well as enjoying a sneaky mug on a Friday night. I'm an exercise physiologist and sports nutritionist here to teach you how to achieve your body goals without food and your body controlling your life. So let's jump in. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another ep of the Fit and Free Potty. Oh, I'm so excited because I'm sitting down and doing a solo episode, and I feel like it's been so long since I've recorded one of these. So I'm super excited to dive into today's episode. So for context, it is the 28th of March, so it's just before Easter, and I'm so freaking excited. I love, love, love holidays, and like it just brings so much joy and nostalgia back for me. Like I remember running around my yard and doing Easter egg hunts and, you know, finding all the chocolate and trying to beat my brothers. So this time of year always brings up such good memories, and I just love it so much. I to be honest with you guys, I have been eating Easter eggs for the last couple of weeks, and I honestly think that's the key for, like, you know, preventing any sort of binge episode over Easter. So I know for a lot of people this time of year is hard, especially if you have a poor relationship with food. And I fully see you in this, is because I used to feel exactly the same way. I used to be terrified of eating Easter chocolate. I'd be like, oh my God, I would have so much shame and so much guilt because, like, I would just eat some and then I would eat, you know, a whole bunny and then just feel really, really shit about it. So if you're struggling with this, I fully see you in it and know it, and it absolutely is so, so hard. And I think today's episode is going to help you with all of this, because I'm not necessarily diving into that specifically, but I'm talking to the importance of not only working on the strategy with nutrition and exercise when it comes to changing your body composition, but also working on your mindset. And if you've been following me for a while, my approach to nutrition and exercise is absolutely 50-50 of both. You absolutely need the strategy, you need to be fueling your body correctly, and you need the exercise routine that's actually going to tone and sculpt your body. Like, we need to be looking at the science and what the science is saying there and really following that. Absolutely. I'm not this like, woo-woo, like, eat whatever you want. Like, no, that's not the vibe. We need to utilize, you know, some evidence-based practice to choose how we're eating and how we're training. But then on the other side of it, we also need a bulletproof mindset. We also need to work on building our self-awareness, our emotional intelligence when it comes to choosing how we're eating and how we're training, and learning how to listen and make rational decisions instead of emotional ones. And I'm so passionate about this now, because for such a long period of time, like, while yes, I was doing the strategy, my mindset was off. It was so off because I had so much worth and value tied in to needing my body to look a certain way. Because my body image was so bad, of course I had a healthy relationship with food. I hated my stomach. So therefore, of course, that was going to influence how I was eating and how I was training. So I wasn't able to utilize science and follow protocols and utilize data, because I was always just so triggered and so emotional about the whole journey. And that's kind of the why in behind this episode, because I'm really breaking down the number one thing that helped me break free from all this diet shit and actually learn how to fuel my body correctly, train in a way that actually tones my body. And I think it will surprise a lot of people, because it's not necessarily just be more disciplined, be more willpower. Because at the end of the day, that wasn't my problem. I was fucking disciplined. I did have willpower. I was showing up every single day and training and eating. I was reducing, like, I wasn't eating carbohydrates, and I was, you know, doing HIIT, Pilates, going for runs. Like, discipline and willpower was not my issue. And that's why I want to share this episode with you guys, is because I know for so many of you, like, willpower and discipline is not your problem either. And I maybe want to shed some light into something that you too could work on in order to help you change your body composition. But before we get into the episode in more detail, guys, if you don't know yet, like, if you've been living under a rock, I'm running a free masterclass for you guys tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the light of the day of the recording. So we're running that live on the 4th and 5th of April. So exciting. So Like, I get it. I used to, like, sit on, you know, YouTube, TikTok, all the things and search, like, how to lose weight, how to eat more without gaining weight. How do I have this, you know, why am I eating such low calories and I feel so restricted? Like, how do I eat like those girls do and look the way that they do? I was exhausted, I was tired, and I was over it. Like, ultimately, being a fun sponge, right? Like, I wouldn't go out on dates with my partner. I would always say no to my friends. I would always be fixated on calories and all things. And I still wasn't happy with my body composition. Like, all this obsession was basically for nothing. Like, it was destroying my soul. And I still wasn't happy with my body. And that was because I was absolutely focusing on the wrong things. And I didn't have a few things mastered. And this, guys, is exactly what I'm going to be sharing with you inside the free masterclass. So this is really for you if you are putting in so much effort and you're not seeing the results that you want. Like, you're always thinking about food. You have low energy, especially in the afternoons. Maybe you're losing control in and around food, and maybe you're just like thinking about food all the freaking time. If you're sick of looking YouTube videos and TikToks and just being like, what the F do I do? There's so much conflicting information. Then you need to come to this masterclass, because I'm laying it all out for you, laying the four things that you need to master in order to lose fat and build muscle and look the best that you ever have. Because at the end of the day, it's quite simple, and everyone is overcomplicating it, especially when you're getting a little bit of information from here, 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 and here. So that's why I want to lay it out for you. It's all science-backed, it's all evidence-based, so that you're going to have clarity on what actually you need to do to change your body composition, to lose fat and build muscle by eating more and looking the best you ever have. So if you want to come join the party, then all you have to do is head to the show notes down below and click on the link and join that masterclass. It's going to be such a vibe, and I'm so excited about it. So let's dive into today's episode. So like I already said to you guys, it's like, this is the number one thing that helped me truly change my body composition. Because for a long time, all my decisions were based off fear. All my decisions were based off when I was emotional. It's like I would get triggered and then I'd be like, oh my God, I need to change something. Oh my God, I need to go back into a calorie deficit. Oh my God, it's not working, I'm failing. So this for me always went one or two ways. It either went, oh my God, it's not working, what's the point? And then I would go, just fuck it. I would eat whatever I wanted. I was like, I'm not seeing results anyway, what's the point? I'll just start again on Monday. Or I went into a different place into being like, well, I'm just going to skip breakfast today. I'm not going to allow myself to have carbohydrates with my meal. I remember like making my stir fries, and this is when I was in my vegan era. So already my diet consisted of a lot of vegetables because I had just cut everything out because I was like, I'm being healthy. But what it actually was just another sign of disordered eating that I never really like, I wasn't aware of. So my diet consisted of so many vegetables, and like I wouldn't even add rice to my stir fry. So it would be like tofu, broccoli, green beans, and like no oil. Absolutely not. No way. Because I was so afraid, right? And this is the biggest thing. It's because so many of my decisions were based off fear that, you know, because I hated my stomach, then I, like I already said, I wasn't actually able to fuel my body correctly because I was so afraid of all of these certain foods. But the thing that I didn't really realize and the thing that I didn't own was that, number one, I wasn't aware that I was doing this. I wasn't aware that my relationship with food and ultimately my relationship with my body was the reason why I wasn't seeing the result that I wanted. Because if I was aware, I probably would have fixed that 5 years ago. And this is it. It was being able to take ownership of my nutrition was literally the biggest thing that helped me change my body. And what I mean by that is really learning how to detach meaning from numbers. Because what I used to do is like, I used to go onto a TDE calculator and I would put my numbers in there and it would spit it out and it would be like 2,100 calories. And then I would be like, oh, I can't eat that. That is so much food. No freaking way am I going to eat that. So me at the time, not knowing anything about nutrition and all things here, I would be like, no, I can't eat that much. There's no way I can eat that much because if I eat that much, I will gain weight. And then I would always like cross-check that with what my watch was telling me. My watch was telling me that I was like burning 2,600 calories a day. And I was like, what the F? What is going on here? There's something's not right. And then like I would always, you know, because it was so confusing. I'd be like, what the F do I eat? And then I would, you know, look at my fitness watch and I'd be like, I would always have to eat under that number. There's no way I could go over it. So see here, like the common theme here was like, there's no way that's it. That can't be true. There's no way, right? And that is all emotion. That is not based off data. That is off fear. I was afraid to eat that much. I was afraid to eat more than what my watch was telling me. That wasn't fact. And that was my problem. It wasn't until I was able to take ownership of my nutrition, ownership of my numbers, was when I was able to see a sustainable result. I'll give you another example of how this was playing out. So the scale used to be a fucking trigger for me. It was so bad. Like I would get on it and then I would, if I didn't see the number that I wanted, it would completely ruin my day. Or if the number had go down, I'd be like, fuck yeah, like I'm killing it. Everything's working. Then as well as numbers on the scale there, but then also my FitnessPal. I remember like, because I had this, you know, quote unquote number that I had to reach that I based it off a TDEE calculator that wasn't actually true. Like it wasn't actually right for me. I would put these numbers into my FitnessPal, right? And this is the problem when you choose, like making a decision when you don't know what you're doing. It's a literal roller coaster of emotions. I would put the numbers into my FitnessPal and I would reach the numbers in my FitnessPal. And I'd think to myself, I'm like, I'm so fucking hungry. Like I'm so hungry right now. I've reached these numbers on my FitnessPal. Oh my God, I'm eating too much. Oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. Oh my God, I'm gonna get fat. And this was the vicious cycle, is because I wasn't able to actually learn, like ultimately read the data, utilize the numbers in a healthy way. What I was doing, I was just basing my decisions off fear. And then I was making meaning of these numbers. I was attaching a meaning, right? So what I was doing is my fitness pal, I went over my calories and I created meaning. I made that mean that I was getting fat, that I was eating too much, that I'm never going to get the body that I wanted. Or the scale, right? I saw the number, then I was, and the scale went up, say it went up by, you know, 500 grams. I would then create meaning to that. Oh my God, I'm getting fat. Oh my God, I'm eating too much. Oh my God, I need to make a change. Right? So what I was doing is, again, is the emotional response, because it was almost triggered that I saw these numbers, I attached it a meaning, and then I made a decision based off that. You can see why that is not the way to move forward with your nutrition and exercise. And so this is the biggest mistakes, honestly, that so many people make, is they're basing their decisions based off fear and they're allowing small fluctuations or imperfect tracking or going over their calories, spiral them into either saying fuck it or going back into restriction, which is then just going to lead into another overeating episode. What it's also going to do, it's going to decrease your energy, it's going to increase your hunger, it's going to impact your ability to train in the gym. So it's just like one hell of a vicious cycle that's always going to continue leaving you at square one again and again and again. And this is why so many people are not seeing a result. Because at the end of the day, guys, what you have to realize is that when nutrition is taught properly, it is 100% based off science. It truly is. And every single coach, more or less, is teaching you the same thing. Like, let's be honest. If you want to lose weight, you have to be in a calorie deficit. If you want a body recomp, you have to eat at maintenance. If you want to build muscle, you've got to eat in a surplus. Like, regardless if it's keto, if it's intermittent fasting, if it's low carb, like, at the end of the day, if you want a certain result, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter what diet you're doing. You've got to stick to the caloric needs for a set period of time. And this is why people are successful with keto. This is why people are successful with like low carb or whatever it is because that method suited them. And that's why. There's no special thing. There really isn't. And this is the thing why mindset is so important, because like at the end of the day, nutrition is science. Then the reason why you can't stick to it is because of your mindset. That's what it comes down to. And again, like I had to learn this the hard fucking way. Absolutely. But this is why I want to share this with you guys, because it's such an important lesson. Because the thing is that when you stop attaching a meaning to a number, and when you can start looking at numbers with a neutral energy, you can then make decisions based off how your body is actually responding. And we can utilize this in such a powerful way, because like the numbers are telling you if you're eating enough. This is the thing. Like, how do you find your maintenance calories? Sit at a number, track your food, weigh yourself. If it stays the same, they're your maintenance calories, right? But if you're constantly, you know, not able to sit that through and look at the numbers because you're consistently making them mean something, then you're not going to be able to own your nutrition. You're not going to be able to own the numbers. And I get it. I truly do. Like, I do. I remember, like, being triggered from the scale. Like, it's so hard. It really is. But it's like people are just, you know, avoiding triggers. Like, if you're just avoiding something, you're not growing. You're not facing your fear. You're not overcoming it. All you're doing is just sweeping it under the rug. And while, yes, it feels like I'm insensitive or whatsoever, that's not it. I want what's best for you, and I want you to reach your body composition goal. But if you keep getting triggered by that number on the scale fluctuating, then it's going to be extremely hard for you to stick to something for a long period of time. So this is why this work is so important, is being able to neutralize numbers and detaching meaning and making it mean something, and like just guessing, being like, oh yeah, I feel like that this is my maintenance calories. I feel like this is the right amount of food with me. I feel is not facts. Okay. And this is why we have to create this healthy relationship with numbers so that we can make powerful decisions moving forward. I have a perfect example of this, and my client is currently going through a calorie deficit, and she said to me, she's like, oh, the scale is really triggering to me. Like, do we have to keep it in there? And then I asked her, I was like, why? Why is the scale triggering for you right now? Like, what's going on? Like, you were happy when it was decreasing, but all of a sudden it's kind of plateaued. Like, why is that triggering for you? And she said, she was like, well, because of basically what I was making it mean. I was making it mean that I was failing. I was making it mean that what I'm doing is not right. And I was like, well, hang on a minute. Is this actually true? Well, yes, the scale has plateaued a little bit. Like, this is so amazing that we found this out, because now we know we have to just make a slight change with your nutrition. And literally, I took away 100 calories and the scale started to go down again. Imagine if we didn't have that data point to tell us that we needed to make a change. And this is why this stuff is so, so powerful. And I'm making my clients face this on a daily basis, because there's method behind the madness. And it's like, whoa, oh, wow. All of a sudden, the scale's going down. We reached the plateau. We caught it. So therefore, we then can make a powerful decision to move forward with that. It's no longer this emotional response. So while, yes, I fully believe in finding food freedom and all the things, but it's like, well, let's learn how to fuel our bodies correctly. Like, let's just know our numbers. Let's just build a healthy relationship with what actual fueling our bodies correctly, instead of like shying away from it. Let's own it. And then once you know, intuitive eating becomes so easy, because while, yes, you can utilize the numbers to, you know, to tell you your maintenance, you can also then build trust with your hunger and fullness cues. You can build trust with yourself and then completely let go. Like, you don't have to utilize the numbers anymore, because you know what it feels like to sit there. You know what you have to do to maintain your weight. You know what you have to do if you wanted to create a calorie deficit. You know what you have to do if you wanted to create a surplus. Like, it's so powerful. So I want to share some signs that this may be happening to you, and that this might be your work to do in order to reach your body composition goal. So sign number one is you are beating yourself up for going over your calories. You're making it mean something about you. You feel guilt and you go into a shame spiral. Number two is you justify eating more with, I'll just eat less the next day, or I'll do extra exercise, right? Again, there's no ownership in your numbers and what actually you need to fuel your body correctly. Number three is if you know you have grown over, you avoid it. You'll be like, I'm not looking at my fitness pal. It's making me feel so bad. It's making me feel so overwhelmed. And again, you feel guilt and you'll feel shame. It's that overthinking of the calories. And number four is you can't stick to a certain number for a few weeks in a row. You will always feel like that you need to change something. You can't stick something out because there's a lot of emotion behind it. Maybe you get triggered as well, and either you will want to restrict, or then the opposite, being like, fuck it, or I'll just start again on Monday. There is a lot of needy energy in behind it. And number five is scale fluctuations derail you. You'll get on the scale, and if it's not a number that you like to see, then you're going to change your nutrition or exercise choices. Maybe that is, I'm going to skip breakfast. Maybe that is, I'm going to lower my calories. Maybe that I'm going to add in extra exercise today because I didn't like what that number said to me this morning. And the one thing I want to say here, guys, is like, this is not a way to live your life because it's a fucking roller coaster of emotions. And like, because you get so fixated in this phase, it's like, it is impacting so many areas of your life. It is impacting your social life. It's impacting your relationships. It's impacting the relationship ultimately that you have with yourself. Because now everything that you're doing with nutrition and exercise, it becomes more of a punishment than pleasure. Like, nutrition and exercise is meant to make you feel fucking amazing. It's meant to make you feel strong and empowered and energized, confident. It's not meant to make you feel stressed, having this needy energy and constantly thinking about food all the fucking time. So, my loves, I really hope that this shines a light on something that you may be needing to do some work on, is because like, when you can take full ownership and understand like your numbers and take ownership of that, like I already said, this becomes so freaking easy. Nutrition, exercise, it becomes so much easier because now you actually know, you're front on with like, okay, cool, this is what actually my body needs, and I totally get it now. It's because when you grasp this, it's no longer this overthinking of like, am I eating the right thing? What the F do I eat? Oh my God, this TikTok video said, oh my God, I started doing Pilates and this is what happened. I lost weight. Like, I fully see everyone in that, like, owning your own business, nutrition and exercise coaching business, you also can't become a content creator. So like, these hooks are designed to like hook you in to listening to what these people are saying, right? That's the idea of it. It's like, well, this worked for me. And I always will say this, is like, go back to research, look at what the research is saying, stop looking at influencers, stop comparing yourself to people online, and stop looking at advice that, you know, people are not qualified to give. Because like, at the end of the day, like I already said, it's like, if you want to change your body composition, like, if you want to be toned, build muscle, lose fat, okay, cool, you need to eat in a calorie deficit to lose fat, then you need to eat in maintenance calories for a long period of time to build muscle, and then you can lose fat again. Like, it's not rocket science, and this is why, you guys, you have to get out of the noise and stop following people on social media and like, oh my God, I did this, I did that. Like, this is why you need to, you know, work with a professional if you want to achieve a certain goal and you've got no idea, because it's going to give you so much clarity and you're actually going to stop wasting so much time and energy trying to figure it out. So the last thing I wanted to say here, it's like, it's so wild to me, and like, I didn't really realize that this impacted my life so much, because like I've already told you, my life used to be revolved around eating next to nothing, so much fear around food. Oh my God, it's going to make me gain weight. And like, as you guys already know, if you've been listening to the potty for a while, is like, right now I'm going through my first ever proper surplus phase, and I'm eating like over 3,200 calories. And like, that would not be possible for me. Like, I wouldn't be sitting here just so much confidently, just being like, yeah, I'm fucking eating a lot. And like, you think you're eating a lot? No, you're not. I am eating a lot. Okay. 3,200 calories is a lot of food, especially because like, I eat very wholesome. Like, I don't eat a lot of shit. I love my veggies. I love all the things, but it's like, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here so neutral if I didn't do this work. I wouldn't be able to really focusing on building muscle. And I'm like, to be completely honest with you guys, like, I'm seeing all these people on social media, and, like, one influencer, for example, she was like, oh, I'm in a surplus, and, like, I'm feeling really uncomfortable, and I've got a shirt on, and I'm training in the gym with my partner, and, like, he's gained weight, and he's got his shirt off, and he's feel confident, but here's me being so insecure in my shirt, and I just feel really, like, I feel really gross, and I'm like, why? Why do you feel gross? And I always think about that, and it's like, well, of course you feel gross, because you're attaching the meaning. Like, you're not as thin as you were, so that means X, Y, and Z. But, like, here, me now, like, I'm sitting in these pair of jeans, and these pair of jeans are tight. And, like, 6 months ago, these jeans were loose. And, like, I could make it mean all the reasons why that I'm, you know, I'm fat, I'm not seeing results, all the things, but I'm like, babes, you're eating in a calorie surplus. Of course your pants are going to feel tighter than they were not eating in a calorie surplus. Like, I could sit here and make it mean all the reasons why I'm, like, fat and ugly and gross, but I'm not. I'm just like, that's just is. And it is the way that it is, and there's nothing wrong with that. Ultimately, it's a good thing that they're tight, because that means I'm going in the right direction. And this is why this work can be so powerful for you guys. And this is why this mindset piece is so vital to success. It's like, well, yeah, I'm not feeling my absolute best self right now. And, like, I'm not going to deny that. But it's like, it's not ruining my mood. It's not like me being insecure and being like, oh my God, my clothes are feeling tight, so therefore, I need to change everything I'm doing and all the things. So I would love to know what you guys feel about this episode. And I, like, of course, I'm always, like, it's hard being in this space, right? Because this sort of stuff is really triggering for people. It truly, truly is. And I fully get it, because I was there. I was there. I know how it feels. I truly do. But that's why now that I'm on the other side of it and just being like, holy fuck, like, this stuff has helped me so much. And, like, this is truly the reason why that I'm sharing this with you guys, is because when you can own it and face it and conquer your fear, basically, and step up and do it, it's like, holy shit, it's going to give you so much more freedom, because there's no more of this stressy energy about, oh my God, I'm going to gain weight, oh my God, I'm eating too much. So let me know what you think of this episode. I would love to hear from you guys. Send me a DM on Instagram. And guys, if you haven't left a review yet and you're loving the podcast, please, 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 if you could just scroll down to the bottom of the show where you can leave a review, it means the world to me, because, like, that is the best way that you can support me and continue to make these amazing episodes for you guys. If you could just quickly write a little review or just do the stars, it really does help me massively, like a little value exchange, to really get this podcast into as many ears as possible. So love you always. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Actually, I'll see you in the masterclass. Number one challenge that all my clients face before we start working together is a lack of clarity on how much and what to eat to lose weight. Often they are making two huge mistakes, constantly trying to skip meals or eat under 1600 calories. Secondly, only allowing themselves bad foods like chocolate on the weekend, but end up binging, all to tell themselves they're going to start again on Monday. If you feel like you have tried every diet under the sun and still can't figure out what to eat to achieve your weight loss goals, take my free 2-minute quiz. You can find the link in the show notes down below, and it will help you figure out exactly what you're doing wrong with your nutrition and exercise, and exactly what to do to fix it, so that you can finally be confident in your body and achieve your weight loss goals.